the rest of the story. It was March of 1983 that the New England Journal of Medicine first published a remarkable series of case studies, mental and physical health profiles of 19 winos. What impressed the prestigious medical publication was the presence of stray symptoms, physiological manifestations not necessarily associated with alcoholism, and yet common to varying degrees among the 19 subjects. One subject, for example, exhibited a speech impediment, chronic weakness in the limbs, difficulty walking even when sober, hebephrenia, which is prolonged, apparently unmotivated fits of hysterical laughter, also inexplicable outbursts of anger and frequent uncontrollable drooling. Abdominal cramping was often so severe that the subject on several occasions was almost driven to suicide. Included among these symptoms was a general sluggishness of all higher brain functions, most commonly manifested as perpetual absent-mindedness. Additional symptoms occur sporadically among the remaining case studies. There's at least one instance of schizophrenia, another of excessive compulsive sadism. A comparatively mundane yet more pervasive symptom is crippling gout. One subject was so dramatically affected that he could wear shoes only for brief periods and could not even hold a book in his hands. Again, what has fascinated the physicians about the wide range of symptoms exhibited is that although each of the subjects regularly consumed inordinate quantities of wine, their physiological and psychiatric disorders indicated something else in common. Poisoning, specifically lead poisoning, and thus embarked medical science on the strange case of the poisoned winos. All evidence, all data was considered, no matter how superficially unrelated. After all of the facts had been gathered, no doubt was left. For the wine so eagerly consumed by these 19 men, the wine itself was grossly tainted with lead. Lead from storage containers and from the lining of cooking pots in which additives were prepared. Lead from 14 different sources found its way into the wine, into their bodies, into their brains. For centuries, scholars and sociologists and historians have debated the fate of the late and the great. In such discussions, the destiny of one civilization has sustained the highest interest. Today, another factor has entered the conjecture. For the 19 case histories examined in the New England Journal of Medicine represented 19 of the 30 emperors and usurpers who between 30 BC and 220 AD ruled the Roman Empire. You've heard that their lives were often perverted, that their judgment was perpetually impaired. Well, now you know why. Now you know why figuratively and literally they allowed Rome to burn. But if you think you've now heard the last word regarding the great decline and fall, meet me here tomorrow at this same time for the rest of the story.